The former president of the California PUC, Loretta Lynch, now says if the state of California should take over PG&E and other utility companies around the state. This comes after some of the devastating wildfires the past couple of years were sparked by the utility's power lines. To find out more about the proposal, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with the Los Angeles Times reporter Jim Rainey, who wrote about this in today's paper. Thanks a lot for talking to us, Jim. How big a deal is it for her to take this position?
Well, you know, she used to run the state agency that oversees the utilities, so I think it's important that Loretta Lynch is taking out this position and to get maybe adds a little oomph to a call that has already been made by some folks in the state legislature.
Was it a reversal for her?
It's only a reversal in the sense that at some point, especially when she was at the PUC herself in the early part of this century, she felt that I believe that you could regulate these utilities and bring about good outcomes. And I think now, after seeing in particular the San Bruno gas explosion and then these massive power outages and fires, that's maybe not possible, and we should think about public ownership.
So would the state do a better job, I guess, is the question. What does her plan say?
Well, you know, I think a lot of folks' position, including hers now, is could they do much worse? I mean, people are so upset by these so-called public safety power shutoffs and by these massive wildfires that we've had, that they really think it's time to try something new. There are other states that have cooperatives statewide, and she's looking at this as maybe being a first step towards some of the other big investor-owned utilities also being taken over by the public. Of course, PG&E is in bankruptcy. It's under supervision of a federal judge, so both of those things make it a little bit more subject than even the other utilities to some sort of additional state control.
So presumably it would be nonprofit.
It would be nonprofit, and the idea is that if you don't have a profit motive and if your first motivation isn't to make money for your investors, that money can be rolled back into the system for things like separation of lines, improved insulation of power lines, and just an updating of all the equipment. We've seen, of course, in the huge campfire and some of these, in fact, most of the big wildfires in the wine country in 2017 and the campfire in 2018, that these were ignited by faulty power company equipment. So the idea is that if you don't have a profit motive, you put that money back into better maintenance and operation, and perhaps we can avoid some of these huge wildfires.
Would rates end up going up, going down, staying the same?
Well, again, the thought, certainly by Ms. Lynch and people who advocate this sort of system, including Scott Wiener, the state senator from San Francisco, is that no, rates wouldn't go up. They might even come down a bit, but certainly our power system would be more dependable.
So the governor, he's the one suggesting a public takeover. How you know, has he commented on this? What's his role here?
So Governor Newsom has appointed a new head of the PUC. She would be the third one following Ms. Lynch, who's the sort of subject of our story. Her name's Maribel Botcher. And both Ms. Botcher and another high-level kind of energy czar for Governor Newsom are supposed to be looking at sort of all and every single sort of option for power, including the option of going public. So I don't think we expect a pronouncement from them soon, but we also know that there is supposed to be a decision before June by PG&E, that they're supposed to emerge from bankruptcy before June. And so presumably the state, if it wanted to get into the power business, would have to move pretty quickly to avail itself of that option.
So a lot of the fixes sounds really expensive, especially if they want to maybe look at undergrounding a lot more wires than are undergrounded now. And does the state need this kind of massive, massive headache?
Well, to a lot of people, the answer is will be no. A lot of people believe that the private sector always does things better. I know my colleague Michael Hiltzik, you can read his column in the LA Times. He believes that PG&E is the best case argument that the private sector doesn't always do things better. And I guess each individual, depending on their politics and how they view the situation, will have a different, you know, different take on this. But certainly there are other states that are in the consumer electric business. Nebraska is one of them. And in general, their, you know, customers seem pretty satisfied and the rates are reasonable. So whether California, with its size and the breadth of its system, certainly has there aren't wildfire threats in you have other threats in Nebraska, tornadoes and such, but you don't have the kind of wildfire threat we have here. So it's going to be up to the folks in the state government to decide if they can do better than the private sector can do.
All righty. Thanks for talking to us. It's been a pleasure. Jim Rainey is a Los Angeles Times reporter.